The annual Madongo Festival is back this Sunday, bringing together locals and visitors to celebrate one of St. Vincent's most cherished culinary traditions. This year's event takes on special significance as organizers pay tribute to the late manager of the Arout Association, a former parliamentarian and consul general who championed the festival for over a decade. During an interview, office clerk at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Arout Association, Chavez Joseph Batiste, called for more youth involvement in arrowroot cultivation and Madongo traditions, emphasizing that passing on these skills is essential to keeping the island's heritage alive.
I want the public to know that we have 40 years, we have trying to bring a taste of our culture, of our heritage to you, which is, you know, Madongo is mostly favored in the countryside, right? And what I always say, I always want the young people to be more part of it. Because if you notice, the elders are, well, you know, the ones who are carrying it on are getting older at the moment. It's a hard work to get it need and stuff like that. I want if the younger people could be a more part of this, you know, to push it more.
The festival will again be held at the Chatoyer National Park at Rabaka and promises a full day of activities. Joseph Batiste also shared details about the culinary offerings, noting that attendees could enjoy a wide array of traditional Madongo dishes, starting from 11 a.m. and even purchase Ramadongo to take home.
The theme is called A Taste of Tradition, A Tribute of Love, because from inception, Mr. Walters is the one who really started the Arout Industrial Social Madongo Festival. And because we have lost two fallen soldiers, as in Miss Winifred Ballantyne all of this year and Mr. Walters now, you can come out and get a taste of Madongo with side dish blackfish. You can get smoked herring, saltfish, fish, and any other delicacy that we can find. If by chance Chichi do come around, we'll try and get anything that is available. We usually try and put it on the menu as well. We will remember we don't have a manager. We will have a speech by the chairman, and a live gospel band will be in place for the earlier part of the Madongo Festival from 11. And also available on the menu will be fungi and your fish as well. Fish broth, fungi and fish broth.
Office clerk at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Arout Association, Chavez Joseph Batiste. Maxwell Tajo Francis, coordinator of the festival's cultural program, said speeches will start at 2 p.m. with local music, dance and storytelling throughout the day, featuring addresses from the area representative, Minister of Agriculture, Prime Minister and the chairman of the Arout Association.
And we will also hear some remarks also. Following that, we will have the tribute, the Ecclesia Gospel Band tribute to Selman Walters and Winifred Ballantyne. And then it will be followed by cultural performances and some of the big names out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We have in the likes like Lexi, Pablo, Andino, Mitch, Divine Walters. We should be having the Avenue Dancers, Urban Drummers, Fire Empress, Chiwali, The Rummies, Bongo Prime, Chanel McKenzie, and the Fireman Hooper. All those are some of the persons who people will expect to see be performing for the cultural segment. The event starts at 2 p.m., but it is an early event. The cultural aspect, the ceremony aspect of it begins at 2.
Coordinator of the cultural aspect of the Madongo Fest, Maxwell Tacho Francis. With its mix of cultural pride, tribute to community leadership, and delicious culinary offerings, the Madongo Festival continues to strengthen national identity and highlight the importance of preserving local traditions for generations to come. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.